Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in everything that God is doing. Mm-hmm. Always rejoice. Mm-hmm. Even when we might not feel like rejoicing, we should rejoice. Mm-hmm. We must make that quality decision with ourselves to always rejoice in the work of the Lord. In the grace and in the knowledge that God gave us, rejoice. So we have a reason this morning to praise Him. We have a reason this morning to say hallelujah because we are alive and well, and we have another day.
There's power in our words, and that's actually our topic all this week. So our main topic is faith that works, and our subtopic for this week is the power of words through faith. So faith is a living reality,
yes.
And it's in the unseen realm.
Yes.
So faith is a language. It's
yes.
a language which we speak. It's in our mouth. And the Bible tells us that in Romans chapter 10, beginning in verse 6, but the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. Or who will ascend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So the word of faith is in our mouth. We don't have to go all the way up to heaven. We don't have to go all the way down to the abyss. It's near. It is right in our mouth. It has a specific way that it speaks. The righteousness of faith speaks in this way, and it's
yes.
all laid out from our mouth. And so what's coming out of our mouth should be coming from the word of God pertaining to our situation. We don't go by what it feels like. We don't go by what it looks like. We go by what the word of God says.
And I like how the author writes in verse 6. He says, but the righteousness of faith speak. How? In this way.
Mm-hmm.
In this way. So faith as a language that speak in a particular way. And if you notice, Pastor Di, it starts with a do not say.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to speak the language of faith, you have to omit some things.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one, do not say where? In your heart. Because our heart produces
mm-hmm.
either negative
mm-hmm.
or positive.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the Bible says from the abundance of our heart, what? The mouth speak.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And then verse 9 and 10 in Romans chapter 10 tells us the whole basis of our assurance of salvation.
Yes.
That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So they must work together.
Yes.
And a lot of times we're saying things contrary to the outcome that we desire.
Right.
So then they're working in opposition. We want this, we want peace, we want health, we want all these things, and then we're speaking in the total opposite. We're murmuring, we're complaining, we're coming in agreement with negative things that have been said instead of coming into the language of faith. When we're speaking right now all on the airways, we're speaking in all English. We're not going into all these different languages. It would be too confusing. We wouldn't be able to understand. We're speaking one language. So it's the same as it pertains to the things of God. It's one language of faith.
And I love the thought that you're bringing out here on this Monday morning, the language of faith. Faith has a language. Mm-hmm. Speak this way. Do not speak that way, mm-hmm. but speak this way. And the word is there. So powerful. But the righteousness of faith speak in this way. Mm-hmm. Not that way.
Yeah.
In this way.
So just think about it with natural physical languages.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I can't speak in Russian if I'm speaking in English.
Come on.
Right? I can't speak in Italian if I'm speaking in English.
Yes.
Because the understanding when I'm speaking to other people who speak English is coming from English.
Yes.
So we can't be back and forth in our language. We do not speak in Russian. Do not speak in Spanish if you're speaking in English. So it's the same thing with faith.
Right. So we want to stay Monday morning here, dissect this here, because it's so good that you look in there, you look in the verse. Then it says, so do not say in your heart, so don't say this where? In your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That's not the words to speak. Who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. He said, not going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. The righteousness of faith does not speak that way. Mm-hmm. Okay? You're going to tell us how it speaks. All right? Then it says, that is to bring Christ, where are we? Who will descend? Or the next verse 7. Who will descend into the abyss? Mm-hmm. That is to bring Christ up from the dead. Faith doesn't work that way, mm-hmm. it says. It's not going to go in the abyss to bring Christ from the abyss, from the dead, or go into heaven to bring Christ down. It says it's not going to work that way.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's continue here. But what does it say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now.
Mm-hmm.
So get us off the wrong track and put us now on the right track. He says, all this here is not faith. Doesn't work that way. But now he comes into verse 8. But what does it say? The word is near you. The word is near you. In your mouth, in your heart. What word? The word of faith which we preach. It's don't worry about, you know, some people die,
mm-hmm.
they're concerned about heaven. If I could see into heaven.
Yeah.
Listen, mm-hmm. If I could see into heaven, if I could, all about that, see mm-hmm. Jesus in heaven, see all my family up in heaven. Mm-hmm. Are we so concerned about that? And we want to stretch our faith mm-hmm. to that. The artist said, that's not what it is, my friend. He said, the word of faith is near you. It's supposed to be in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word we preach. The living word. The living word. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ is the living word. He's the bread of heaven. He's the word of life. We got it. We should feed on it, that it dwell in our heart. And so when we speak, it comes forth.
Mm-hmm.
And when we teach this Sunday, you know, in our church, and then again, we invite you, if you do not have a home church, to go where you hear the word of God teach in a very simplest form so that you can apply it to your life and use it every day and become a better person in this earth realm before you leave. We invite you to live in word. The point that we make there Sunday, Diane, our word reflect what is in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
Our word that mm-hmm. we're speaking
mm-hmm.
reflects what is in our heart, the condition of our heart.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Ann.
These words here that are being shared in Romans chapter 10, they're actually, if you have, if you're looking at your actual Bible, you see that they're italicized because they come from another place in the scripture.
Yes.
They come from Deuteronomy chapter 30. So even in the New Testament, when they're basing their teaching, they're basing it on the word. They're not coming up with new concepts and new way of doing things. They're going back to what's taught already in the word. So they're pulling all of this concept, all these words here in italics, they're referencing back to the word. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 14, it says, "But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart. Why? That you may do it." So there, I just wanted to put on that emphasis. A lot of stuff in the New Testament, they're directly quoting the Old Testament. So they're operating, they're doing their faith, they're doing the teaching, and then they're showing how it works and how it's effective in that time. So you have two different times. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, there's a large span of time. You know, we may be able to read it quickly, but that's not how long. It took a lot longer to develop and to come to pass. So their basis is the word of God. So that needs to be our basis here, 2026, the word of God. When we're coming to different crosswords, when we're making different decisions, and we're having to decide, you know, what is best for us in this time, for our family and such, which way is God shifting us? What is he doing? Find the word. Find the place where it is written.
Yeah. The word of God, it is true. Mm-hmm. And it is true unto me because it's near me. Mm-hmm. It's in my heart. And it comes out of my mouth. And it manifests. So that's why I can declare the word of God, it is true. And it is true unto me. Why? Because it comes from my heart. Mm-hmm. Into my mouth, and I speak it, and now I see the performance of those things that I've spoken. Surely, I see the word of faith, the word of faith, not the word of emotion. The word of faith is not my thoughts. It's the living word of God. Mm-hmm. And so beautiful, Pastor Dan, that you show that that verse here that we look at was taken off from Deuteronomy. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. You and I don't have no word. Mm-hmm. It's the word of God. Mm-hmm. So when we speak, we should only speak God's word. As Jesus says, I only do the things that my Father does, and I only do speak the word that he speaks.
Mm-hmm. Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.